This taste test was, I thought of this taste test mainly because obviously Halloween, we just experienced Halloween. So it's like I said, oh, what kind of sweet treats are out there that maybe had a little
You
better.
go and you buy the bag of candy for the trick-or-treaters, and then
Right.
it's like, oh no, this is not good. You're like, I need I can't do this.
Well, yeah, as I said, we haven't had a taste test in a long time, so I wanted to try to see and maybe relate it to the Halloween
Yeah,
holiday.
it's a
So,
different twist.
I found this at Publix called Boo Treats. I think they're called Boo Treats.
Boo
That's
Keto.
Boo Keto is a type of product, but they are Boo Foods is what the
Boo
brand is. Sorry,
Foods.
Boo Foods, and these are keto.
BHU, not
Yeah,
BOO. Haha, that would have been
BHU.
another great
I know,
Halloween
right?
pun.
That's what.
You're listening to the Addicted to Fitness podcast, brought to you by Elemental Training Tampa. Now, here's your hosts, Nick and Shannon Birch.
Thanks for stopping by and checking out another edition of the Addicted to Fitness podcast. We've got a very sweet episode for you this week. We are just experienced Halloween, as most of you listening have also probably. And we decided to do a little taste test of a quote unquote healthy sweet treat. So we are going to give it a shot. But before we do so, we want to let you guys know that we see that you guys are sharing the podcast and we want to say keep it up. And please, while you're at it, please give us a rating and review in the iTunes store or on your preferred podcast app. Because as Shannon so eloquently explained last week, that when you share or when you rate or review the podcast, I should say, basically exposes it to more people. Like it puts it higher on the ratings, which gives so more people can see it and check it out. So rating and reviewing helps you also spread the good word about the Addicted to Fitness podcast. So thanks, keep it up. So training recaps for the week. Would you like to go first or second?
I can go first. It's
Okay.
pretty straightforward.
All right, let's hear it.
I, after fighting off my cold, which I'm very proud to say that I had like the fastest cold recovery I think that I can remember, like where I actually got a cold that got into my lungs and, really took hold. I kicked it in a week. So, more
Good
on that
job.
later, but it means that I was out of commission for a good chunk of the week. I only ended up doing two workouts. I did one yoga workout and I did one Peloton ride. But I also got my new screen for my Peloton bike. So I'm hoping to break that baby in
Yeah, I think I did the
this
final one
week.
on the old screen. I was pretty pumped
Did.
about that. So yeah, that leads into my training recap for the week. So another decent week of workouts. Actually, I had 2 6 a.m. workouts Thursday and Friday this past week. Basically training clients at 6 a.m. I should say. And I actually got in workouts before those workouts. So I got up at 5, a little after 5, and got on the bike one day, and then also did a little shadow boxing workout with some hand weights, which I haven't done in a long time. So that was
Cool.
very productive. So I think I hit my 4 spot for the week, because I think I did kettlebell, sandbag, the shadow boxing workout, and then the Peloton ride. So I
Nice.
was pretty stoked about that, especially since had 2 6 a.m. workouts. And now I'm just, telling myself if I want to work out those days and I don't think I can get it in the middle of the day, I'm just going to go ahead and get up and do it before my 6 a.m. workout. 20
Hey.
minutes, that's usually what I need for a do a little high intensity workout, whether it be with, resistance or body weight. So that's what I need and keeps me on track on getting my regular exercise in. So I'm pretty stoked about it. I got my 4 in
Nice.
again this week. Yeah, so another good week of training, and I'm looking forward to another good one. Once again, like I said, a couple mornings of 6 a.m. workouts, so I'm just gonna have to get up a little extra early and get it in and get her done.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, before we jump into our sweet treat test taste test, I think it's about time we do it every around the holidays each year. And, you know, once we get past Halloween, I think we try to figure out a holiday challenge for us and for you listeners to participate mm-hmm. in. So I think we've been talking about it a lot probably over the last, man, eight to 9 months, just dealing with what we've been dealing with in society as of right now, obviously COVID-19. So talking about like trying to boost your immunity, you know, with something preventative methods you can help to combat not only COVID, but, you know, all the other kind of bugs and viruses that are out there this time of year.
Yeah. So this year, instead of having our challenge be around, you know, trying to keep maybe like your poundage around the same mm-hmm. or your calorie intake kind of moderate, we're not really looking at that so much. We're really shifting, because of where we are in the world and time, we're shifting more to that immunity health. Mm-hmm. So that is the focus of our recommendations this year.
Right. Yeah. And I think you'll see probably some similarities, and they kind of go hand in hand. But I think we really want to focus on things we've talked about that we've heard from experts that can really benefit you as far as boosting immunity.
Over and over again. Yeah.
So I think number one, you came out with some really good ideas, but number one, I think, is supplementation. You know, we've talked about it with both vitamin D and zinc, about how important they are, and even vitamin C also, how important extra supplementation or additional supplementation with those items are to help and boost your immunity. And I mean, you're just a prime example with that cold. I mean, you doubled down on the zinc, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it was like you took those very regularly and pretty religiously, you know, per my suggestion. No credit needed here.
I know. But, pat yourself on the back.
There you go. So I think you were pretty pleasantly surprised how well it helped, or how mm-hmm. much it did help, you know.
Yeah.
So with any supplement recommendation, always consult your medical professional first. But those three things that we've heard from multiple sources, vitamin D, zinc, and vitamin C, can really help boost your immunity, your immune response in your body when it gets invaded by some nasty viruses or bugs or other bacterial infections. So I would say definitely, if you're not getting enough of it in your diet, which it's kind of hard to with, especially for vitamin D, make sure you supplement it with a good supplement. So not only talk to your medical professional about that, but get their recommendation on a type of brand that would be the best to get the best quality.
Yeah, and remember, it is an oil-soluble vitamin or nutrient.
For vitamin D, yes.
For vitamin D. Mm-hmm. So, like, the actual oil-based version is probably better.
It's a fat soluble, yes. So it's in some sort of fat form. Will it be a gel cap or a liquid that you put under your tongue? I think they do have vitamin D liquids, like liposome, like a
I used to see there's like the white like pill ones, mm-hmm. which I feel like now, knowing what I know about it, I'm like,
it shouldn't be a powder.
Probably
it shouldn't
not.
Be in a capsule.
That was not
that's
a good
powder.
One.
Yeah, it's like vitamin C and zinc, that's different.
Yep.
They're water soluble, but fat soluble for vitamin D. Okay.
Yeah.
So the next one, I think we talk about this, and it kind of goes hand in hand with our yearly challenge around this time, is just regular exercise. You know, we're not going to put out a specific number out there. I know we do our training crap.
Man. We do our training crap?
Training crap. We do our training crap, you guys. No, it's same old, same old. Our training
Speak
recap.
For yourself.
I don't think we're going to try to set a specific number, but just get in a regular training routine, whether it be, you know, walking every day. I mean, it's always going to be geared towards your fitness level. So you definitely have to make sure, but just make it regular. I mean, this is super important, especially for those who live in northern latitudes. All our friends listening up where they're actually experience winter, Unlike here in
like
Florida.
Very recently have experienced winter, like snow.
Yeah. I mean, those...
Before November.
You individuals have to make sure you're very diligent about exercising regularly, since it's so hard to get outside. You really got to figure out, you know, whether it's a routine, you know, joining, you know, there's so much kind of virtual training nowadays, whether it's the Peloton, like the lovely Shannon loves to use or utilize, or, you know, some sort of YouTube workout series. Just get it and be dedicated to it, and remember that every time you work out, you're kind of like, it's like putting money in your savings account. You're helping your body, you know, stay healthy.
Yeah, and even though I know that you said not attaching a number to it, I'm going to attach a number to it, because I think the whole point is to, when we say consistent, when we say regular, we mean it. Like, but we also know that, oh, hey, it's November. There's lots of stuff going on, even if you're still social distancing. Like, there's holidays. Even if you're just cooking for yourself and sharing it on a Zoom, there's stuff that you're going to have to do. So we're not being unrealistic, but we are saying, like, 5 days a week, do something. Mm-hmm. And that's the number that I personally am going to be trying for. I've had weeks recently, you know, I've gotten to four. A lot of my weeks kind of stopped around three. But this time, I'm aiming for the five, because I think it also forces you to push yourself out of your boundaries and say, well, what could this look like for me? It could be going for a walk. Mm-hmm. It could be just cleaning your house at like warp speed for 20 minutes, whatever that is for you. But really thinking consciously about it and trying to hit that five a week number, even if it's only, again, for like 12, 15 minutes, fine. We're not telling you have to do an hour.
Right.
Just move your body.
Yeah. And I mean, look at that. You're laying down the law. All right. I like it. Set the bar high. I get it. And the third and final one that can help boost your immunity is, and it's probably pretty regular kind of, I think, occurrence during the holidays when you got parties to go to,
which maybe be less this year
it'll be a little less, but this is something that's actually gone up during this whole COVID issues is alcohol consumption. You know, I keep hearing how alcohol sales are going through the roof. I mean, they're delivering it now to your house. Restaurants are doing to-go booze orders. So reducing the amount of alcohol consumption, I'm actually pretty proud that one of my clients who I did a sober week with a couple weeks ago, or actually now over 30 days ago, is still keeping his sober streak going over 30 days now. So
awesome.
I think that's something that everybody needs to, not quite as, you know, just totally cut out alcohol unless you want to take that challenge on, but really reduce it to minimize the chance of kind of bringing your defense systems down, you know, because alcohol, whether it be through a hangover or anything like that, where you're maybe just even mingling with more people out in the social setting when you're drinking, that minimizing that can really kind of help, I think, increase your immunity or keep your immune system strong, running strong more often than not.
Well, yes, and it goes down to it creates inflammation in your body, and it also results in usually turns to sugar in your body.
Right.
And on the same note, even if you're not a drinker, maybe you've seen something else creep up in frequency and amounts over the last several months. Sugar is just as bad of an equal, like that is a equal opportunity offender right there. And it's sneaky because it's in everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's in everything.
Mm-hmm.
So when we say cut back on the alcohol and the sugar, we're not saying you can't have a piece of that delectable pumpkin pie that floats by your Thanksgiving table. No, because we are big fans of the pumpkin pie. But it is a very, again, being mindful about what you're consuming. Look at the labels that you're actually consuming food from this month, be really conscious and just try and find things that have less sugar. Mm-hmm. If you're having sugar in the morning because you had cereal, don't go and get something that's highly sugar loaded in for lunch or dinner. Like, just pay attention. Tuning into that will do you a lot of good, help keep those numbers down, and also you can still splurge, but make it a splurge, make it a more rare occurrence.
Yeah, eat like a holiday on the holiday. Exactly. That's what we always say this time of year. Like I said, it's you just gotta, as Shannon said, I mean, the sweet treats and all those things, just moderation, I feel like, is key, especially if you're trying to make sure you keep the pounds off. Just remember that, you know, be more diligent about seeing how much calories are in food and, you know, it's how much sugar content, how much fat, all those macros and micros. So just got to be diligent and be more, I think, observant of what you're putting in your body.
Yeah. And since this is immunity focused, mm-hmm. and not really on the pounds and all that stuff, we're not asking you to have to be experts on your nutrition labels. We're saying pick these simple things and just focus on these, mm-hmm. as sort of like an additional added value. You'll start paying attention to other things as well. But right. start with the sugar and the alcohol and try to cut that stuff back significantly if you can.
All right. So we said supplementation, specifically vitamin D, zinc, and vitamin C. Also, talk to your medical professional first. Regular exercise. Shannon set the bar at 5 days a week. So,
mm-hmm.
and then
body.
Limit alcohol and over or a high sugar consumption. So those are some good benchmarks for our holiday challenge.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. I mean, we've done these all spread out before. We've done them paired. But this time, you know, you don't want to go down at any time during the year. But you right. especially don't want to go down with a sickness during the holidays. And if you are going to be around other people, family and friends, maybe this is the first time you're going to be around them for a while. Even if you've got your COVID test, let me tell you, as a parent with a small child in a school, colds and stuff are still out there and they're just creeping around waiting to pass to an unsuspecting victim. So just take care of yourself. That's really what we're focusing this month's challenge on.
That's right. And since you talked about one of the keys was, or one of the kind of challenges was to monitor our sugar consumption, I should say.
Yeah.
And make sure we're kind of, when we get our sweet treats, we make it worth it. So we're going to try another sweet treat that I discovered recently. You know, this was kind of, I thought of this taste test mainly because obviously Halloween, we just experienced Halloween. So it's like I said, oh, what kind of sweet treats are out there that maybe had a little bit.
You go and you buy the bag of candy for the trick-or-treaters, right. and then it's like, oh no, this is not good. You're like, I can't do this.
Well, yeah, as I said, we haven't had a taste test in a long time, so I wanted to try to see maybe related to the Halloween holiday. So
it's a different twist.
Mm-hmm, I found this at Publix called Boo Treats. I think they're called Boo Treats.
Boo Keto
is a type of product, but they are Boo Foods is what the brand is. Sorry, Boo Foods. And these are keto.
B-H-U, not B-O-O. Yeah. Yeah, that B-H-U. Would have been another great Halloween
pun. I know, right?
Pun.
That's what I was saying. It was interesting. Wow. I just read their story. It's pronounced boo. We specifically got keto protein bars. They've got all the fancy buzzword, guys. Vegan, keto, gluten-free, non-GMO, no sugar alcohols, no cane sugar, no artificial ingredients. So we got two different types. We've got the peanut butter chocolate chip cookie dough and then the
double dark chocolate cookie dough.
Mm-hmm. So they're a little tiny bar. I mean, it's, gosh, probably 2 or 3 inches.
1.6 ounces. 45 grams.
Yeah, so I mean, it's about a couple of Fig Newtons, if anybody remembers the Fig Newtons.
love Fig Newtons. Mm-hmm. That's so, such a good one.
I'm looking at the peanut butter chocolate chip cookie dough one. 240 calories. Sorry. Wait. 240 calories. Oh, total fat, 21 grams. Saturated fat, 6 grams. Total carbs, 11 grams. Dietary fibers, 10 grams. Sugar, 1 gram. Protein, 11 grams.
Ooh, you've got more in yours than the chocolate one. You've got the peanut butter one.
Uh-huh.
I have the chocolate one.
Chocolate.
Mine is, less calories. 220 calories. 18 grams of fat. 15 grams of carbs. Dietary fibers, 12 grams. Sugars, 1 gram. Proteins, 8. Then it's got 20, is it milligrams of calcium? Mm-hmm. And it even has iron in it.
Yes, so mine's peanut butter, palm oil. These are all organic. They let you know that for sure. Chocolate chips.
Certified.
Soluble fiber. Cocoa butter, monk fruit, prebiotic fiber, pea protein, I don't know, boba?
Boba.
What is boba?
Oh.
Ooh, it's got pure water in it, too.
Maybe. That's now you know it's good. Baobab.
And vanilla extract.
I don't know how you say
sunflower
that.
Lectin, sea salt, organic monk fruit. So, sweetened with monk fruit, 1 gram of sugar, 11 grams of carbs, 1 net carb. All right. What about you? I think you have mostly the same ingredients.
Mostly the same, yeah.
Maybe like chocolate, it's stuff
got,
one.
The organic prebiotic fiber from tapioca is interesting. But yeah, organic roasted cashews is the number one on here.
Oh,
I do appreciate, though, and I'm very intrigued by the fact they use organic chocolate chips, which includes the cocoa beans, organic cocoa beans, fiber, cocoa butter, monk fruit, natural flavors. And then it's got the pea protein, which is how they've squished in so much protein in this, which we are actually fans of.
Yep.
So, I mean, there some of the stuff they use in here, monk fruit I'm not usually wild about, but when it's in things, I don't mind it. This even has a vanilla extract.
Now, these have to be refrigerated. They say kept below 70 or lower.
Yeah, we left it out for a little while, and it's starting to get a bit squishy.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
Oh, no. So, can I try a little peanut butter one, too?
Let's do your peanut butter
one first. Oh, gosh.
Definitely has the, like, cookie dough type of flavor. It's a little greasy.
It has a cookie dough kind of texture.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like a peanut butter cookie dough texture.
Yeah. Tastes good.
It tastes like peanut butter cookie dough.
Yeah, that's true.
Peanut butter, chocolate chips.
On the website I was looking, they have product, basically cookie dough, like in all these different flavors. So if you don't want it as a bar, they just have a tub of it you can eat with a spoon, which I'm sure would be great for moderation.
I can taste the, I don't know how to describe monk fruit sweetened things. It's not quite as, I really don't like stevia.
Yeah.
Stevia sweetened things. It's like too sharp of a flavor, like too sharp
stevia
of a sweetness.
Stevia or monk fruit?
Stevia.
Mm-hmm.
Monk fruit is not quite as bad. It doesn't linger. I feel like stevia lingers. Mm-hmm. But it still has that sort of mouth coating, temporary mouth coating thing that stevia also has.
Yeah. It's a little bit.
It's not as long. Yeah, it's
got
not
a little
as
aftertaste.
Bad.
All right. So we're going for, what is this one called again? Chocolate?
So this is the double dark chocolate cookie dough. I mean, I have to appreciate on the other one, it really tastes like cookie dough and the texture is just like cookie dough. This dark chocolate one, however, it's a little denser, but still kind of crumbles easy.
Mm-hmm.
I like the chocolate chips and the peanut butter. I like the chocolate chips and the chocolate one too. But
I don't know if it has quite the...
It's probably because it's supposed to be chocolate on chocolate.
Oh.
But the main chocolate I taste is when I get a chocolate chip.
Yeah.
The other chocolate is kind of a muted chocolate.
Yeah, I was going to say, it doesn't taste too chocolatey.
No.
But he was talking about his cashew is the first ingredient, right, of this one?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. I don't know.
Which they use in a lot of things as, like, creaminess soup.
But I guess it's not as strong a flavor as peanut butter. Because, I mean, that one you can taste the peanut butter, right?
I know. That really does taste like, hey, I just got a whole thing of peanut butter.
A little crumbly. What's that?
Oh, it's like rubbing in. Here we go.
It's getting into the microphone. Not only are we eating into the mics, but this it actually got into the microphone.
I'm trying to admit it up.
Mm-hmm.
I think I like the peanut butter one better.
Yeah. The chocolate one doesn't have a ton of flavor.
Yeah, it's not. The peanut one, yeah. My vote, if I had to choose between the two, would be the... Oh, yeah, come on. Would be peanut butter all the way, the chocolate. The peanut butter's there, and it does its job.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take that.
Mm-hmm.
It does its job in tasting like peanut butter. And there's chunks of peanuts in there, too, right. I should add.
Yeah.
The chocolate, peanut butter and chocolate, I mean, is there really a better flavor combination than that?
Right.
Because they're like chocolate chips, it's substantial. Yeah. This is actually pretty darn good. I don't like a lot of these protein bars, but this is good. Chocolate one, pass.
Very meh. Yeah, the chocolate one. It's a chocolate.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened, but...
Somehow the chocolate just ended up canceling each other out or something. Yeah. And it's very underwhelming. The other one?
Yeah.
Yeah. Both of them have that sort of same aftertaste feeling. Or it's almost a feeling more than it is a taste.
It's not nearly as bad as, or prominent as stevia, as you said.
Oh, gosh, it's awful.
It's got a little something, but I guess it's not too shabby.
Yeah, I would say if you are looking for... A very low sugar. I mean, it's pretty satisfying. I would say that's satisfying.
Yeah. And so, I think they're about $3. Looking at the website, it's $3 per bar, which is kind of high. Seems like.
Yeah. But we just had like a half a bar.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's sitting in my belly like a brick.
Oh yeah.
I know it hasn't gotten there yet, but it's heading that way, and it's already feeling like, oh.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, there's probably, we found out the grocery store, so you guys might have it in a grocery store near you, boofoods.com, BHUFOODS.com, so.
Yeah, and these are the Boo Keto.
Mm-hmm. They also have whey products with whey protein in them also, so they do a little both vegan and... non-vegan products. So, that was a taste test. Haven't had that in a long time, so...
I know, that was very fun. I feel like we haven't... One of my favorite... What's one of your favorite taste tests ever?
The lactation cookies.
That was gonna be mine, too!
Mm-hmm.
That's so funny. I was literally thinking the same thing. I did not have it in my head you were gonna say that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right.
Those were good, man. I don't know if they did anything, but they were good.
So these cookies were delightful, or these protein bars.
Yep, cookie dough, protein bars.
So that's, I'm pumped that they were that tasty. You know what else has got us pumped?
You're working for that transition, come on, dude. You were really thrilled. Mm-hmm. I'll give you credit.
What's got us pumped?
Yep.
You know, we do this every week, guys. We got some new things that come into our lives, and we want to share it with you guys. So
yeah, and sometimes there are things that we've had a while, and we just didn't really appreciate until recently.
Mm-hmm.
Some things come back, you know?
Would you like to go first? Why don't you go first? Or do you want me to go first?
Do you want to go first?
I'll go first.
You've come full circle.
Yep. I offered it to you and you didn't take it, so I'm
didn't
going
jump
for it.
Fast enough.
All right, so mine is also another kind of nutritional item that we used to use pretty regularly and got away for a little while, but now we're back. We are going back to using protein powder. And we specifically use Muscle Farm Combat Protein Powder. Just specifically mainly because Shin and I kind of agree on the flavor and everything like that. And
yeah,
they have a good, you know, macros breakdown of 1.5 grams of fat, 5 grams of carb, two of that being from sugar, and then 25 grams of protein per serving. So, this is something we were wanting to get back in for both of us to make sure we have enough adequate protein throughout the day. I know for me that's pretty challenging with my schedule and not wanting to go out and, you know, buy a lot of meals while I'm out. So I usually pack a lunch, and this is something that's easy to take with me and have it basically as another protein source throughout the day.
Yeah, and I feel like the last time we tried a protein source, we found a good one. But the problem was that it was still pricey. And it was still, I mean, it wasn't super bad.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and they had flavor packets that you could add.
Yep.
But for ease of use, honestly, sometimes it's just nice to have a flavored protein.
Yeah.
And that's really like, I'm not going to be using it probably as much as you are.
Right.
But I like we went for the chocolate flavor. We've tried the vanilla, but we've landed on the chocolate. And also the cost per use for this mm-hmm. is very, very modest.
Right.
So even though we really did like our last protein, which was from
Gainful.
Mm-hmm. And it was a company we actually reviewed and everything. They were great. They really were. And if you are serious about supplementing with protein, I think it's a very interesting option. But yeah, we just wanted something that we both could do, not to have a separate plan or a separate, you know, section. And the size of this container, the size of this protein is massive. I mean, it's huge. It looks like, I don't even know. I mean, it's epic. It's just a huge freaking monster container. And yes, it will last us a good while versus just getting a 30-day supply. Like, if we go through this in 30 days, then we better be freaking jacked by the end. Because, dear goodness, it's a lot of protein. So, yeah, I'm actually excited about this one, too. Just to be able to throw a scoop into a blender with some of my favorite ingredients and call it a day.
Mm-hmm.
Love it.
Yes. So what about you? What has got you pumped?
Well, the thing that's got me pumped was a huge part of why I think I got over my cold so quickly. I think it was a match of many things, like Nick said, getting some of those key nutrients. But also, when I'm sick, my eating does not get better. By that, I mean I crave carbs. I crave like just basic old-fashioned bread. I don't know why. Maybe because other things like, you know, like I don't really crave a lot of cheese. But I also don't crave a salad. You know, like eating salad or munching on a carrot when you have like congestion and just feeling yucky, it is just very unappealing to me. So I don't think I really get the nutrients that you need to just, you know, blast that cold out, which is why my liquid morning multivitamin by Mary Ruth's Organics is my what's got me pumped.
Mm.
And this is something we've used for years. And I just kind of took advantage of it. Like this, honestly, this is a multivitamin. It's, like I said before, it's liquid. It's supposed to taste like raspberry. I like to say it tastes like sunshine because it does. It tastes like raspberry with a dash of like citrus and just happiness thrown in. It's very good. It's in a tall bottle. They give you quite a bit, and it's something that we've used for Ella, that ever since she was old enough to take a multivitamin, we've used this because it was much easier to get her to take. She really enjoyed it. She loved that I would, like, you know, I would lick off any of the drips, you know, and that sounds gross.
I know.
But you know how, like, the bottles, like, drip when you pour it?
Yeah.
Well, I'm a little OCD, so mm-hmm. I'll just take a little thing and I'll just, yeah. Nick is just mocking me now, but it's true. Like, it was just really good, but I would never really take it. I would just have, like, that little bit that was, like, on the top of the bottle, mm-hmm. and I'd, like, grab it with my finger, be like, ooh, it tastes like sunshine. And Ella would be like, yee. It's what you do as a mom to get your kid to take multivitamin. But I really appreciate this stuff because it is packed with good things. And Mary Ruth's is actually, we use other products of theirs as well. They're our probiotic, or at least mine and Ella's, and they have a liquid probiotic. Mm-hmm. So I was turned on to them by a nurse, a pediatric nurse. And I really do feel like this is a very clean, pure kind of multivitamin. I've had some other people in the health industry look into this, and they were also very impressed. But it's all about what you need to get, you know, your body moving at the beginning of a day. It's meant to be for adults to children. Mm-hmm. Like, you can use it for all. It's just different dosages. It has all your essential vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, trace materials, and amino acids for your body's daytime needs. And, like, they specifically break out their vitamins into daytime and nighttime because guess what? You need different things at different times. I really like that they take that approach. Everything they use is vegan as well, which I also really appreciate in my vitamin. And it's sugar-free, so even though it tastes delightful, it is not super, like, it's not syrupy like our elderberry syrup. Mm-hmm. That stuff is sweet / pucker power. Like, it's just intense syrup. This is just light. It's just nice. Actually, look at, they have those, some of those same thing, keto friendly. But yeah, also big hit with the kids. Mm-hmm. It's easy to get her to take this most days. It's even, like, celiac friendly, I guess, and bariatric friendly, nightshade free. I mean, some of these things I didn't even know needed mm-hmm. to be noted on a vitamin. And also, Mary Ruth has great customer service. You can get the stuff on Amazon. So I think that as a brand, they're awesome. But their multivitamin, their liquid morning multivitamin, it's a delight for all. And taking it every morning without fail, with Ella, she would take hers and I would take mine. I think that paired with the other stuff that I was supplementing helped get me through with the nutritional needs that I needed when I probably wasn't eating like I should.
Right. Well, I'm glad. I'm glad it helped you get through that cold, power through, along with my suggestion.
The zinc, I think, did wonders. Mm-hmm. It absolutely did. I was actually just looking at Mary Ruth. They have a immune product. I don't know if you know about this, but they actually have. They have lots of gummies because they're like family vitamins. Okay. So they have a lot of gummy products. But they have an immunity gummy, and it's got zinc, elderberry, vitamin C, and echinacea. Yeah.
I'd like to see how much zinc it has compared to what we had. But anyways, we will explore that for another day and another podcast. We appreciate you guys listening this week. We have giving you 9 milligrams. That still is not as much as the other one you were using. Just saying.
Yours is 15, right?
23.
Oh.
23
that
milligrams.
That stuff is intense.
Exactly. Not for kids. This is probably for kids.
This is for kids.
That one was not for kids. So there's definitely a difference there. But yeah, so we've given you guys some marching orders this week. Rating and review, okay? Shout out on the podcast in a future episode for sure. Share the podcast with a friend. Start that immunity challenge that we've thrown down there with the supplements, regular exercise, and cutting back the alcohol and the sugar. And also, try out Boo Foods if you'd like. We give them a pretty surprise. I think we were pleasantly surprised with what we tasted. So give them a shot and let us know what you think if you do try them.
Yes, indeed. And feel free to try either of our suggested items that have got us pumped.
You got it right.
See if you'll get pumped for them too.
Mm-hmm.
I think definitely both of our favorite things are supporting our life and immunity and everything this month. So, you know, here's hoping nothing catches up with us.
That's exactly right. Got anything else for him tonight?
No.
This has been another edition of the Addicted to Fitness podcast, and we'll check you next time.
Bye.
For all things Addicted to Fitness, you can check out our website, addictedtofitnesspodcast.com. You can also give us a follow on Twitter at the ATF Podcast and like and follow the Addicted to Fitness Podcast Facebook page. Last but not least, please give us a rating and review in the iTunes Store. Thanks.